From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the closing portion of his second message on the subject, How to Think and Live as Christians. The text is found in Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, all true Christian experience depends upon our union with Christ in His death and resurrection. This is what we must reckon on or count on, and we are to live our lives in constant and continual reference to Christ. As a result of that union with Christ, we are to reject the reign of sin in our bodies. Although the old man has been crucified with Christ, we still have mortal bodies, and it is in these bodies that we sin. As long as we live, we must reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, and alive unto God through Jesus Christ. This is our position before God by grace, and it is the grace of God that produces holiness in our lives. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude the message. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, if, then this is not a matter to be taken for granted concerning every one of the human race. If, then there is a possibility and a probability that some may not have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If, then this is not a general but a special mercy, and it is needful to inquire whether we know the grace of God by inward experience. There is no spiritual favor which may not be a matter for heart searching. But while this should be a matter of earnest and prayerful inquiry, no one ought to be content whilst there is any such thing as an if about his having tasted that the Lord is gracious. A jealous and holy distrust of self may give rise to the question even in the believer's heart, but the continuance of such a doubt would be an evil indeed. We must not rest without a desperate struggle to clasp the Savior in the arms of faith and say, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him. Do not rest, O believer, till thou hast a full assurance of thine interest in Jesus. Let nothing satisfy thee, till by the infallible witness of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness with thy spirit, thou art certified that thou art a child of God. O trifle not here. Let no perhaps or peradventure and if and maybe satisfy thy soul. Build on eternal verities, and verily build upon them. Get the sure mercies of David, and surely get them. Let thine anchor be cast into that which is within the veil, and see to it that thy soul be linked to the anchor by a cable it will not break. Advance beyond these dreary ifs. Abide no more in the wilderness of doubts and fears. Cross the Jordan of distrust, and enter the Canaan of peace, where the Canaanite still lingers, but where the land ceaseth not to flow with milk and honey.
Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, Let the Bible Speak is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-888-483-2408. That's 1-888-483-2408. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America at www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
can yield yourself unto God, because sin will not have dominion over you. How do you know sin will not have dominion over you? Because you are not under the law, but you're under grace. What does that mean, you're not under the law, but you're under grace? It means your old man has been crucified with Christ. It means you're not in Adam anymore. It means you're not being dealt with on the basis of the covenant of works. It means that you're now in Christ. You're being dealt with on the basis of the merits of Christ. You died with Him. You rose with Him. He has looked after the entire work of your redemption. In other words, you've been justified freely by the grace of God received through faith alone. That's what he's saying. Now, understand that. If you have been justified because of that, verse 14, you're not under the law, you're under grace. Sin cannot be the tyrant over you. Because if it were, it would bring you back into Adam. It can't do that. In other words, verse 14 comes full circle. Verse 14 has to do not so much with experience, again, as with our position in Christ. It's a description of justification. He's saying, look at this. We're now coming full circle. You're justified. You're justified. And the more you understand that, the more that grips your heart, the more you will be able to live accordingly. So here's the answer to the calumny of verse 1. Let's continue in sin that grace may abound. No. Grace produces holiness. Understand that? Grace produces holiness. Nothing else can produce holiness. Now understand that as well. Holiness is never produced by principles. We may set a rule in this church that every woman has to have black hair. Go and dye your hair black. That'll make you a real Free Presbyterian. Now, we're not going to do this, by the way. Every man must wear brown shoes and shave his head. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Scott? Yeah. We may do that. And if we brainwash you well enough, the way some so-called churches, sects, and cults do, we may even get you to conform. You do this, 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 you do the other thing. Do you know at the end of the day, none of those things would make you one hair's breadth the holier? Isn't this what Martin Luther found when he tried to make himself holy and he went into the cell of the Augustinian monastery? He lay on the stone floor all night. He flagellated his body. He made it a mass of blood and gore. He kept the body under. He starved himself. He spent hours in prayer. He did everything he could to shut out the world, close the gates of the monastery, keep the world outside. But he found there was a world of sin in his heart. Nothing could make him holy but one, and that was grace received by faith alone in Jesus Christ. Now take this to your heart, because if you tell me that you have received grace and you are happier in the horrors of sin than the holiness of salvation, you're fooling yourself. Grace installs Christ as King and righteousness as the ruling principle of the life. That's what grace does. Because those who died with Christ must live with Christ. So recognizing what he's done, reckoning on our union with him and all that he did, we now refuse to allow sin to dominate us. And thus, while we're not sinless, And while we grieve over the very presence of sin in our lives, we do rejoice that its reign is over. As I said at the beginning of this chapter, sin is no longer our natural element. Give you the well-known example from farming life. Not that I'm a farmer, but I lived for 15 years among farming people. Some of our friends were sheep farmers. Some of them were pig farmers. Ireland is famous for both its pigs and its sheep. Contrary to what most people think, give a pig a clean environment, it'll stay as clean and as white as snow. Modern pig farm, go and see it and you'll see it for yourself. But equally, put that old hog out in the muck and the mire and it's just as happy wallowing in it up to its ears. And the sow returns to her wallowing in the mire. But you get a sheep and let it fall into the mire, and that sheep will be in distress, such distress that it may well kill it. Until and unless it gets rid of the muck, it can't stay there. It's not its element. That's the way it is with a Christian. Once we were among the hogs, at home in the muck and the mire, but now we're in the flock of Christ. And that is not our element anymore. And if we fall into it, it is a horror to body and soul until we get it right. That's the mark of a Christian. We rejoice that the reign of sin is over. We stand accepted as men and women who are new creatures in Christ. Not because we strive against sin, but because we died to sin. We're not new creatures by striving and by conquering. We're new creatures by faith in Christ, and therefore we strive, and therefore we conquer. This is Paul's argument here. Here is how you are to think and live as a Christian. Now, I said at the beginning, this is a very vital thing. There's never been a day, I suppose, of greater confusion among God's people. How do you think? What am I to think? I want to tell you what to think. And I've tried to do that in these messages. But I'm more inclined to lay emphasis on how you are to think. In other words, if I can teach God's people to think, rather than just spoon feed them in such a way that they will give me back the answers that they think I want. I mean, what good is that? I want to teach you how to think. Because if you know how to think as a Christian, you will know how to live as a Christian. And those hands and feet and eyes and ears, that entire body of yours, will be yielded as an instrument. As Paul says in Ephesians, or in Romans chapter 12, and it's the same word, you will present your body unto God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. May the Lord teach us and make us teachable. I'm not telling you these things as somebody who has arrived. I also have to think. Many a time people come to me and ask me, what do you do when you're in this position, in that position? Probably like you, my first reaction will be to fall apart. You ever get down? No, 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 I would never get down. You don't know there is a devil until you've got to stand every week where I stand. Then you know there's a devil, all right. So what do? I can tell you quite honestly and simply, I've got to take this book. I can take the whole book, but there are particular passages that I take. And over the years, scores and scores and scores of times, I've gone in, as the Savior said, shut the door, get alone with God, and open that book until the truth of the gospel again penetrates my heart and grips my soul. And I think through and praise my way through and pray my way through the gospel. Because it's when I understand the gospel, then I can reckon on that gospel. And then I can refuse the reign of sin and yield myself afresh unto God. May the Lord teach us all how to think and live as Christians. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart, we pray. We ask thee that thou wilt set Christ evidently before us all. Grant that none of us will in any way fail to recognize what Christ has done. Lord, we pray that that recognition will, by the grace of God, lead souls to saving faith in Christ. Bless those who are saved, Lord. Enable us to reckon ourselves indeed to be dead unto sin and alive unto God in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, teach us to refuse the tyranny of sin, to refuse to let our bodies be instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Lord, take these lives, take these bodies, consecrate them to thy service, recognizing Christ's work for us, reckoning on our union with him, we would present our bodies unto thee, living sacrifices, instruments, weapons, in the warfare against sin and Satan, weapons of righteousness unto God. Hear our prayer, and part us with thy very richest blessing. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath evening and until the Lord Jesus Christ either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.